Hey guys, it's Sammy
and Robbie
back again to tell you about another upcoming con.
And we're super excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. It's another Indiana one. This one is PopCon, Indie PopCon to be exact. And it's going to be in Indianapolis, again at the Convention Center.
Indiana Convention Center.
Right in downtown Indianapolis. And Robbie will be there April 26th through the 28th.
Yes. We were just at the Indiana Comic-Con, so if you missed us, you get a chance to meet us again at PopCon.
Yes, well, at least Robbie.
At least me. Ashley will be there.
Oh, yeah, and Ashley will be there. That's an exciting thing.
Ashley will be there, so you get to meet a lot of us on the network.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Two-thirds of it, yes.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to the show, please stop by the Limitless Broadcasting booth. We're always excited to see you.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess we'll see you guys at the show.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
This is Robbie Reviews.
I feel the need for speed.
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
So... Oh.
I'll be back.
Green, for lack of a better word, is good.
Show me the
rose. When we're dying, we don't need rose.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Robbie's Reviews. Very excited to be here. Today... in the program, we are doing Expendables 4. And Expendables is what it is. I actually liked the very first Expendables. When it first came out, it had Stallone. It had Jason Statham. It had Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. It had all the action heroes. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Dolph Lundgren. Randy Couture, you know, it was a badass movie. I mean, you really wanted to watch it. And it was the first time that anybody's gotten all the badass superheroes and action heroes from the 90s into one franchise. And Sylvester Stallone did that. So... moving on to Expendables 4. This had a release date of September 20th, 2023. It had a production budget of $100 million. $100 million. It was directed by Scott Wong. Writers Kurt Wimmerman. Todd Dangerhart and Max Adams. It's starring Jason Statham. Obviously, it's starring Jason Statham, 50 Cent, Megan Fox, Dolph Lundgren, Sylvester Stallone, and Randy Couture. Filming locations is London and Bulgaria. And the headline or the synopsis is, armed with every weapon they can get their hands on, the Expendables are the world's last line of defense and the team that gets called when all other options are off the table. Tagline, they'll die when they're dead. I do like that tagline. I don't know what you guys think of it, but they'll die when they're dead. Don't you remember seeing the posters on that? Each poster was different. You had Stallone, you had Statham, you had 50 Cent. There was another girl, Megan Fox. Yeah, that I already said. You had Megan Fox on her own poster. So I was excited for this movie. I went and saw it you know, again, I'm an Expendables fan, so I could be a little biased. So you get, you open the picture opens up. They're at a bar. Stallone and Statham are like, oh, I need to get my ring back, because when they're not fighting, they're in, when they're not on special ops or anything like that, they are just working regular lives. So Stallone lost a ring to another opponent in a bar during gambling. And he asks Statham, he was like, come with me to get it back. So they go in this bar, and basically he gets the ring back, but he has a big fight with everybody in there and everything. And he's like, how important is this ring? Compared to all the other Expendables, this was, I liked the twist in this film. I liked the fact that it wasn't like a straightforward, like, shoot 'em up, bang, bang movie. There was a bit of storyline in there. IMDb gave this movie a 4 out of 8 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, let me show you. The tomato meter was a 14% out of 124 reviews. An audience gave it 71%. So this movie, I should tell you, did not make it, make its budget back. Box office, what they got in the opening weekend was 8 million from 100 million. Ugh, that's no good. But chances are they're going to get, we're going to get another one of these, because it's Sylvester Stallone. And, you know, if they don't make it up in the theaters, this movie will see a profit. No doubt in my mind that this movie will see a profit. Sylvester Stallone in this movie goes on a mission, or they go on a mission, and he dies on the mission. And everybody is like, oh, he's dead. He's dead. Everybody's feeling sad. Jason Statham is hitting, it's hitting him the most because they hung out the most. And while, when he dies, it opened a file only to be opened on his death. And by him dying, this file is open, but they get information on the worst cartels out there in America, or not just in America, but in the world. So he was the only one, and I'm talking about Stallone. Upon Stallone's death in the franchise, they open this file, and this file contains lists of all the major drug cartels, leaders, names, associates, and it could only be open upon his death. So now that we got that straightened, Statham is getting hit the hardest. He's fighting, you know, taking it hard. They ended up going on another mission, the rest of the crew, and Statham disobeys a direct order, and then they end up kicking him out of the squad. So he's not even in the gang anymore. They're like, oh, he can do whatever he wants, blah, blah, blah. But they're all the rest of the team, 50 Cent, Megan Fox, Dolph Lundgren, Randy Couture, they're all going on another mission. And it had the guy from Ocean's 12 in there, that the guy, they ripped him off the his hotel. Andy, he was in Godfather, he was in Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, The Lost City. He's been in a lot of movies. But he ends up taking Jason Statham's spot because he's technically the CIA operative that they're working for. So after they go on this mission, and Jason Statham's character, Church, says he disobeys a direct order. He gets kicked out of the group. They end up going on another mission, and they all get captured. Well, Jason and Megan Fox are actually dating in this. And before they leave, Jason's character gives Megan Fox's character a knife, and he's like, I want you to bring this with me, bring this with you, and use it when you track down Christmas's killer. And for those of you guys that don't know, Christmas is Sylvester Stallone's name in the franchise. So what she does know but doesn't let him know is there's a tracking device. So what Jason decides to do is, from hanging out with Church or Christmas, he decides to track down one of Christmas's other associates. It's a trained killer, but said he got so in the game that if he didn't get out, he wouldn't have gotten out with his mental health and all that. So he decides to track down this guy to help him track down the other people, which he does. And before that, they try to get into a fight because he finds the boat, because he's a fisherman in a Chinese, in an Asian community, I should say. And he recognized the boat, but he was like, oh, I'm that guy. The guy that he ended up tracking down was like, oh, the guy he's looking for died, but it was really him. And he was like, I left that lifestyle behind, because if I didn't do that, I would never have gotten out. So he kind of did it for his own mental health. But at the end of the day, he ends up bringing Jason Statham's character to where all the other Expendables are being held. And they're being held in this crazy boat, right? It's like a huge ship. And they're sailing around the world. They're hostage. They're getting interrogated. Everybody's, you know, don't know what to do. So he eventually finds his way to the other Expendables. He gets on the boat and he ends up, it's a big shoot 'em up, bang bang scene, because the way he gets on the boat, it's he ends up killing about everybody in his path. But it's cool the way he does it, because he's alone, you know. And realistically, I don't know if he could have actually succeeded on his own. I mean, he would have to be like Rambo, no pun intended. But Jason Statham's a badass. I mean, I like Jason Statham. I like his characters. I like the movies. But he ends up meeting up with everybody. And Megan Fox is like, oh no, I forgot to tell you that there was a tracking device in there. And she was like, oh, I already knew that, dumbass. So he's with them. Andy Garcia, the guy from Ocean's 12 and everything like that, is actually a double agent. And Stallone's character knew that, but the only way to actually get him was to fake his death. But he didn't die. They basically had a big shootout and everything is looking grim. And the Expendables actually end up getting off the boat, because the other fisherman's boat was being towed by the big boat there they were on. And I'm summarizing this because if you want to see the movie, it goes into a lot more detail. But for what it was or for what they tried to do, I liked it because there was a little bit of a plot twist. I think the reason why people see these movies is because you know what you're in for. You like the characters that he brings together. Like, I'm a big fan of 50 Cent. I like Megan Fox. I like Dolph Lundgren. I like everybody he brings to screen. So when I buy a ticket, I know what I'm in for. I know why I'm going to that character to see that movie. And sometimes it is for a story, but you're more in it for the action. And they have a high preference on action. They set that apart. They're like, in the movie, you know what you're there for. So to basically summarize the movie, he fakes his death. They end up escaping because Sylvester Stallone's character knew that the guy that they're working for was dirty. And the only way to do that was to fake his own death. And when the movie ends, you see Church and Christmas in a helicopter. And that's Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham's character riding off. And then they're done with the war and they get back to the local bar and everybody's having drinks and everybody's high-fiving. So that's basically how the movie ends. I basically summarized that movie pretty, pretty quickly. But the reason why I did that is because, you know what you're going to get for these kind of movies. I liked it. I guess this is going to be one of the shorter episodes I do. But this was an hour. It had a running time of 103 minutes. Action, adventure, and thriller. If I did not mention that. But I wanted to cover this on the podcast because a lot of people are just like, again, you know what you're getting when you go into a movie like this. You know that there's going to be, a small story, but it's going to be mostly an action movie. And that's what the franchise has been based upon, is action and a small plot and a small storyline. And I'm surprised that they've been able to take it this far. I'm surprised we got 4. I mean, what is another actor that can go out there and get 3 movie franchises started? I mean, Stallone has been crazy busy. He did Rocky, he did Rambo, and he's done The Expendables now. And he has a reality show right now on Paramount Plus. So he is a busy man. So what would I rate this movie? That is a good question. And do I think you guys should see it? That is also another good question. For those people who like action, definitely. I think you should definitely see this movie. And for that reason, I would probably give this about a 5 out of 10. I would kind of agree with, and it's not bad, but it's not a movie I'm going to go to for a major plot and a major story and everything. This is a movie I'm going to go to if I'm feeling bad or I'm in a bad mood and I want to see a bunch of people get killed. This is why I'm going to see that movie. And if you get clear intentions on why you're going to see this movie and what drew you to this movie in the beginning, then you understand why you're going. Yeah, it didn't make his budget back, but it will. It will see a profit. I mean, there is so many different ways TVOD, XVOD. You get this thing on Apple, all of that stuff. So for my final review on this movie, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. And I'm going to say, if you like the Expendables franchise, I would go see it. Let me know your thoughts and comments in the back, in the description. And what did you guys think of this? Did you like the story? Did you like the cinematography? I mean, I thought it was beautifully shot. They do not spend any expense on shooting and different cameras they use to shoot this. Because it's a $100 million movie, I can understand that. So, you guys be the judge of that, but I think you, if you're a fan of the franchise, definitely see it. If you're not a fan of the franchise, you can shy away from it. Thank you for tuning into this short but sweet episode of Robbie's Reviews. So, thank you. Please like, subscribe, comment, and we'll see you guys later.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Robbie Reviews is hosted by Robbie Brixby as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Post-production and intro by Sammy Brixby. Follow the show on Instagram at Robbie Reviews Movies. Check out the other shows on our network by following at Limitless Broadcasting on Instagram and at 1950 Studios on TikTok. See you next time.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.